Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Tina, you on?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Before we get started, I'd like for everyone that's not speaking to mute your phone. And Tina, we're going to go ahead and turn it over to you. Thank you, Tina, for that beautiful lecture. Tonight, our opening prayer will be done by Richard Jones.
And let us pray. Heavenly Father, first of all, we thank you for allowing us to see the start of another day and almost come to the close of the same. We ask by your grace and mercy. We ask you to continue to pray for us in this prayer ministry at least once every Thursday night, and Father, continue to bless the leaders and the staff of this prayer line, Father. We ask you to bless each person alive. Mondays that you will keep us no hurt, harm, or danger. We ask you to continue to bless our youth as they return to school, Heavenly Father, realizing the couple of you for all their health and strength. Continue to bless those that are going through illnesses, employment, housing, whatever the situation may be, that they will look to you to bring them through their situation, Heavenly Father. We ask you to bless the facilitators of that, Heavenly Father, that you will impart your words on their heart, that you will present to us as we hear, Heavenly Father. We're not just the hearers, but doers also. Continue to bless us as only you can. This is the blessed name of Jesus Christ we do pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Richard. Thank you, welcome everybody back to Thursday Night Bible Study, where we're going to continue our lesson with talking with God. And tonight our teacher is going to be Reverend Maddie, and we're going to turn it right over to her.
Praise the Lord. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
As it has already been said, we do thank God for another Thursday. We thank him for blessing us with some beautiful snow this week. We thank God that it's moving on out. It's not hanging around there, causing a lot of problems. Just a couple of days of out of school for the kids, which they've enjoyed playing in it, I do believe. So we've been talking for the last couple of weeks about being fruitful. And as believers, that's our whole purpose, is that we be fruitful. And in order to do that, we have this, the theme is for our Thursday night is talking with God. So we have to learn more and more about prayer. So my question tonight is, have you talked with God today? Have you talked with God today? It's not something that we do every now and then. In order to build our relationship and have that intimate relationship that God requires of us, we have to have a conversation daily with him. And when we pray, we are simply talking with God. And as we, if we can ever be able to look at it as we look at our conversation, just having a conversation with our best friend, it helps us to be more comfortable and know that the importance is to learn how to go to God in prayer without feeling like we can't tell him everything that we need to tell him. Because God knows, he knows what we need, and when we begin to talk with him, he knows what we're coming to him for. And so if we can learn to be comfortable and talk with him and just it'd be like sitting down with our best friend and just sharing the innermost thoughts of our heart, then it'll help us to be able to pray with confidence and also pray trusting God. And that's where we need to get to. So in doing this, we can learn to, after we finish talking to God, that one of the things we have to learn is how to listen so that he feels and listen so he can talk with us. And the second thing is that we need to learn how to wait after we finish our conversation until he releases us before we from his presence. And those are two things that is very important in building that intimate relationship with God and a prayer life that that a believer almost have to have in order to function in a way that brings forth fruit. Because if we are not comfortable with God, if we don't trust God, if we don't believe God, if we don't wait for the answer to when we talk to God, then we more than likely is not connected enough to God to be bearing any fruit. And that means all our labor is in vain. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to be doing nothing that's in vain. That's not be on my record so that I can hear him say, "Well done." When I get get into his presence, when I stand before him to be judged. And God loves for us to honor him through acts of worship. And when we pray, that is exactly what we are doing, acknowledging who he is and his greatness. And that is things that we need to realize, that God is great. God is love. God is our protection. God, all-powerful. And I guess, Baker, we can just say God is God. And when you put all this together, then when we really think about it like that, and Isaiah 57:14-15, it tells us that there is no place that we can go to away from him. So he is God, and we need to learn how to acknowledge that and how to operate in it, so that we are being fruitful believers. We have been, and as I said before, January started our seventh year of coming together on Thursday night and talking about prayer. Sharon, those that have been helping to do teaching, be sharing what God has given us to share on Thursday night. And sometimes it seemed like we're saying a lot of the same thing over and over and over. But if you listen closely, even though we might be reading the same scripture every Thursday night, if you listen to the word every time you hear it, if you listen with an open mind and an open heart, you're going to get something new out of the word. Because as believers operating in the spirit, the non-believer can read the word and get information. But when the believers, as believers, when we read the word and we go into the presence of God in prayer, it is for revelation. And that takes you a lot deeper than just information. Because you can get information, but you don't have an understanding. There is no, it is not something that you can use that will help you to do a better job at being a born-again believer. So we need to understand, because sometimes I believe there are certain scriptures that we may read every day, in like the Lord's Prayer, or the Ten Commandments, or the 23rd Psalm. Some scriptures that may be part of your everyday devotion, just to keep it in your spirit, man. As David said, "Thy word have I hid in my heart." We need the word in our heart, because when we are out amongst people and have an opportunity to say something, we can't go find the Bible to read it to them. So we have to have it in our heart so we can speak it out of our mouth, because that's what Scripture tells us, that there's so much power in the word that we speak, but it has to come out of our heart. That we have to know that we do this daily, but it doesn't mean it takes anything away from the word, because every day if you read the 23rd Psalm and you read it with expectancy, you're going to find that there are some nuggets that you're going to get today that you hadn't had before. And it's like, it'll be opened up to you, and it's like, I know I've read this before, but all of a sudden, I haven't seen this. And that's because you didn't need it before. But the Lord will make sure that as we continue to read the word, what we need, we will get out of the word, especially when we are doing it with a contrite heart and a humble spirit. And if we go into the presence of the Lord, we will have to have those things in operation in us, because God won't deal with us if we are high-minded and if we're not operating in a spirit that is pleasing to him. So when we talk to him daily, because again we go back to the model prayer or the Lord's prayer, and it said, "Give us this day." It is not that we are supposed. The word is supposed to be something that we feed our spirit with every day, and so you say, "Well, you prayed yesterday, yes, but that was for yesterday," and you need to be able to go back to God today, because it is what you need today that you need to ask on today, and what God gave us you yesterday was for yesterday. But if we understand that even the faith that we had to yesterday to believe God to keep us through the day, when we woke up this morning, we needed a now faith. We couldn't hop in yesterday's faith, because it might have not been sufficient for what we had to deal with today. So if we can understand that in spiritual things is always today. Yesterday's gone and tomorrow's not promised. So all we really have is today, and we need to learn how to get the best out of today. And the way to do that is let everything be new today, now, not yesterday, and most certainly don't stand around waiting for tomorrow, because the scripture tell you it's not promised to you. We can't go back and redo nothing that we didn't do right yesterday. And the only thing we can do, if there was something we did wrong, we can repent of it. We can confess it and repent and be forgiven of, so that it doesn't hold us back from operating in the will of the Father. But we can't go back and change it. We can't erase it. God can erase it off our record, but we can't erase it. But when we go to Him, then He can erase that needs to be erased, taken off. He can forgive us for what needs to be forgiven, and He can record what needs to be recorded, that we have a record in heaven when we go to Him. And it is important that we learn what it is He expects of us as believers, so that we can have a prayer life like 1 Thessalonians 5:17 tells us that we are supposed to pray without ceasing. And that's part of the thing that honors God, is that when we pray without ceasing, we come to Him every day. And we need to do that so He can give us instruction for every day. What He told us to do yesterday, most probably was for yesterday. And we need to go back and make sure that if we are to continue in that vein, it is something that God reveals to us, not something that we think ourselves. Because our ways and His ways is not the same. And it's our way, I'm telling you, our way won't get us no credit in heaven. And I don't want to stand before God and He say, "Depart from me, I don't know you," simply because the work that I did was not a pleasing in His sight. And we have to operate in that place of faith, and that is going by what we have read in the Word, and we believe God is saying, and not according to what we see with our natural eyes. And that's why we have to read the Word to understand and read it, you know, and stay in God's presence. Because I think of it when the Israelites, when they was in the wilderness, God had a cloud by day and fire by night to guide them. And they didn't move until the cloud moved. And I believe last week we read in Deuteronomy where it told us why they kept them in the wilderness 40 years. And sometimes we don't know that what we are going through has a purpose. It is to help us to be who we are supposed to be in Christ. And sometimes, and as we have been also, the scriptures have been surfacing lately from Romans 12:12, that there's some instruction that I believe when we follow it, it'll help us deal with things better and be able to be a better servant or vessel that God can use to help bring others into the kingdom. Because we don't need to just be, you know, only seeking God for things before I see him. We need to be able to seek God to be vessel he can use and bring somebody to the kingdom. But I believe the scripture tells us that we are salt and we are light. And it's not just for us. We are light that we might help somebody else to see the way to Christ. And we are salt when there's somebody that needs some seasoning, some help, we're supposed to be able to help them. And that can only come when we pray daily and stay connected to the Father. And when we understand that he is great, he is love, and operating out of love will keep us out of a lot of trouble that we get in otherwise. And we have to know that he said he dwells in us. And if God is love and he's in us, then what come out of us is also supposed to be, and when I say us, we're talking about believers, it's supposed to be love. And anything else you need to go into your secret place and talk to the Father until you can get it straight so that you will not be wasting your time nor his time doing things that is not pleasing to him, because it will not be recorded if it's not in the Word, because his Word is his will. And except we operate in that and please him, then there will be nothing on we won't have a record that will allow us to get a reward. And I believe that's what we're working toward. So tonight we need to understand that with prayer is something that we're supposed to do without ceasing, continuously, an attitude of prayer is what we're supposed to keep. And we also put in, make sure that our motives and the condition of our heart is also pleasing. Because if our motive for going to the Lord is not right, then he's not going to acknowledge that. If our heart is not right, then he's not going to acknowledge that. So we may think we're making progress, but because we're not doing it according to God's way and his will, then, you know, there's no record of any good thing that for us in heaven. And so we need to make sure that we pray, and when we finish, be still, listen. And God may not say anything, but we need to learn to listen in case he is speaking, so we'll know what it is he's saying, what it is he have us to do, and most certainly stay in his presence until he releases us by his, and we will know when the Spirit lifts, because if we go into his presence, it is going to be by the Spirit. Because God is a spirit, and if we go into his presence, we will step out of flesh into the spirit realm and connect with him, and that way is also how we please him. And those things that we need to make sure that we are pleasing God, maintain a God-focused attitude that help us to stay in the right vein or stay connected to the vine, so that we can do that is pleasing to the Father. And so tonight, I ask this question, have you talked with God today? Yeah. If it is good to, I know sometimes everybody don't have the same schedule, and you may have to get in most of your prayer time in the evening. But to me, it's I always felt like it made sense to talk to him in the morning, so that what you did during the day would be something acceptable to God. Because at the end of the day, you might have to do more repenting than you would if you go talk to him in the morning. Because talking to him in the morning, you get instructions how to handle your day. And he will lead you in the right direction. Mm-hmm. And then, but if you can't spend an hour, God is not a God about time. God doesn't operate in time. We do, because that's where we are right now. But God doesn't operate in time. So what seems like that is required of him to give us what we need for that day. So we shouldn't limit it. Whether we, if we don't have an hour or two in the morning, well, I don't have time, I'll talk to him this evening. No, if you got 5 minutes, spend that 5 minutes in his presence. And know if you have to be mindful of the fact that when you start to go into the presence of the Lord, you have to be mindful of the fact that the mind can begin to distract your spirit so that you cannot enter into God's presence, because distraction will block the way. So you have to know that you can't allow your mind to tell you what it is the errands you need to run and the calls you need to make and the things that you haven't, chores that hasn't been done. And that will happen. So that's why I believe the scripture said, go into your secret place. It means pull yourself away from the norm, the world, the things around you, and shut yourself in with the Father by the Spirit. And then you're able to connect with him. And once you connect with him, and like I say, for just 5 minutes, I am sure that it will be worth more than you will ever be able to imagine to God, because he doesn't operate in time. But if we don't need to wait, because we don't have 2 hours to talk with him, until we'll do it later. Because we may miss something that he could give us to help us overcome some obstacle that maybe during the day that will cause us to say something wrong, do something wrong, or even mistreat someone. If we miss that time, we miss that word for the day. I'm gonna say this, and then I'm about ready to close up. But I think it was Monday morning. I was meditating, and I heard in my spirit to say, no bad news can come to me today that would overshadow the good news of Jesus Christ. And I wrote it down, and I thought it was, it was Sunday. And then all of a sudden, I received a text, and it was like, okay, I know why I needed that word. Because the word from the Lord came to me first. So whatever else came in was not going to be bad news, was not going to be news that was bad enough to overshadow the good news of Jesus Christ. And sometimes we need to know that is how our strength comes, and that's how we can stay strong and be courageous and be conquerors in Christ Jesus. So thanks again for everyone on the line tonight. And if you haven't talked to your Father, spend some time talking with him before you turn in tonight. And then remember, try to get a little time in at the beginning of the day tomorrow, if he blesses us to see it, that we need to recognize him as being God at the beginning of the day, and also again as we come to the end of the day. Thank God for another Thursday night, and everyone on the line. Back to you, Robert.
Thank you, Seth, for those words. Our 30 seconds tonight is going to be coming from Danny Yelverton.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
I'll be reading from the book of Joshua, and I'll be starting at the chapter 1, starting at verse 8. Joshua chapter 1, starting at verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whatsoever thou goest. May God bless the word.
Amen.
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 hate each other. Okay, this stuff, we're going to go ahead and open up the line for input and updates.
I'm Deborah Jackson. I thank God for today. I thank God for my health and strength. I thank God for allowing me to have a good day on yesterday. Yesterday was my 57th birthday. Oh, Lord, I thank God I had a good day. I had a good day, and I enjoyed myself, and God blessed me, and He's still blessing me tonight, and I have no complaints, no illness, no complaints to bring to the Lord, and I just thank God for my health and strength and being in my right mind.
Happy birthday, Deborah. Amen.
Thank you.
Okay. No more inputs and updates. We'll go right into roll call.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Last week we had 41 people in Snowman's Bay, and we thank God for you. Lee and Virginia?
Here.
Dennis and Sandy?
Here.
Richard and Willamette?
Here.
Janet?
Here.
Danny and Juanita?
Here.
Robert and Forson?
Here.
Here.
Ozzy? Gloria? Here. Reverend Maddie?
Here.
Pastor Burwell? Gracie?
Here.
Here. Sandra, here. Denise, Morris, Devil Grapper,
here.
Barbara,
here.
Linda Temple, Devil Jackson,
here.
Lorraine,
here.
Ken and Carla.
Hey.
Chris and Dorothy.
Here.
Dustin.
Here.
Carla.
Here.
Charlotte.
Here.
Renee. Tangela.
Here.
Darius.
Here.
Kamala.
Here.
Tina Stark.
Here.
Charles.
Here.
Thomas. Miss Jessie.
Here.
Francis.
Here.
Michael.
Here.
Tanya White, Fran, Valencia, Lisa,
here,
Winnie,
here,
Evelyn. Did I miss anyone?
Was that Evelyn C?
Yes, Evelyn C.
Here.
Did I miss anyone else? Well, is here. Okay.
Will it be?
When is it? Yeah. Okay, back to you, Robert.
Thank you, Linda. Okay, next week I will open in prayer. It's done by the Lorraine Jones. Our 32nd is going to be done by Jimmy Chamberlain. And that said, did I hear Pastor Stevie Nelson's growing up tonight?
Yes.
We're going to go ahead and turn it over to you, and then we'll close the prayer.
Most precious Heavenly Father, God, we thank you again tonight for another Bible study. We thank you for everyone that's on the line. Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy toward each one of us, God. Lord, we acknowledge you today for who you are, God. You're our deliverer, God. You have brought us this far by faith, God, and you will lead us on, God. Lord, I thank you for this day, God, that you have made. You told us to rejoice and be glad in it, God. Lord, if we have committed any sin, sin of omission or commission, God, we ask you to forgive us, God, and strengthen us, God. Help us to be prepared and ready to meet you one day as you return back for us, God. Lord, I thank you for this day. Oh, God, and each and every one of us. Thank you for our family, God. Thank you for keeping us together, God, and delivering us, God. Oh, God, we thank you for everyone that's on the line. Continue to bless them and be with them, God. Whatever their needs are, God, I ask you to supply their needs daily, God. Give us our daily bread, God. Lift us up where we are torn down, God. Cast down. Talk about it. Put down. Lift us up, Jesus. Lord, heal us, God. Heal each one of us, God. You said, by your stripes, we are healed, God. Oh, God, upon your shoulders, God. We thank you for everything that you went through. God, and what we're about to go through, God, you can bring us out, Jesus. Oh, God, you throughout the year, God, help us to press forward, God, and not to look backwards, God. Deliver us, God. Lord, we come against any suicidal spirit, any depressing spirit, God. We cast it now in the name of Jesus. Let it get back to the pits of hell from which it came, God. Lord, I ask you right now to lift every one of us up, God, and give us that strength, Lord, to go from day to day. Oh, God, bless every one of us, God, and walk with us, walk with our children, God. God, and you promise not to leave us, nor forsake us. Lord, as we sleep this night, make our sleep sweet, God. Oh, God, save our children before it's too late, God. Sanctify us, God. Fill us with your precious spirit, God. Be with us, God, and guide our mind, God. Give us the wisdom that we need from day to day. Lord, in this terrible world, God, Lord, I ask you to lift us up, God. You said we should lift our eyes to the hills. From which covered our help, God. It comes only from you, God. And I thank you, God. You said no weapon is formed against us shall prosper, God. Whatever we may go through, God, you will bring us out on the other side, God. Oh, God, we will take care of your children, God. We thank you for the revelation tonight through your word, God. Oh, God, we talk to you more and more, God. Stir us up, God. Help us to reach closer and closer to you, God. Yes, and we will give you the best, God. Yes, Lord. As we depart tonight, God, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart, God, God, in thy sight, God. Oh, Lord, thy strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Fellas in prayer. We thank everybody for being live tonight, and we look forward to having you back next week. With that said, we're going to see everyone.
Good night. Love you guys. Good night.